Well, we don't have a quorum yet, so. Oh, yes, we do, with everybody there, sorry.
They're all on.
Okay, all right, well, let's bring the meeting to order. We have here Nate, I'm sorry.
Mitch.
Mitch, I'm sorry, I said Nate, Mitch.
The last one's 12 answers.
What's the last name?
Stewart.
Stewart, okay. And let's see, then Jackie, Sandra's here, Patrick and myself. Hopefully some others will show up. Let's see, who is Jesse and?
Is Eric on the screen?
No, I don't think so, I don't think so.
See, here's Mark.
Jesse and Will Radford are excused. So let's go ahead, I'm gonna move the approval of the minutes up, sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
So let's go with the approval of the minutes from last week. I haven't read it very carefully. Does everybody, anybody have any comments on them? Oh, there's Jesse here. Any comments, motions, anything?
Motion to approve that.
Great, everybody.
I'll second.
Thank you, Lori. In favor, aye, anybody opposed? Okay, that's done, great, thank you.
Well, I need to go back over there.
Okay.
Hey, meeting chair, it's Officer Tinius, I'm really sorry to interject. I just logged on to say that we are crazy busy with 100 accidents and cars that skid off the road. So unless you guys have any urgent pressing questions that I can answer tonight, I'm not gonna be attending tonight.
Okay, thank you, I was just wondering if you were going to make it, so thank you for checking in and we'll see you next month.
Yep, I'll be back in February, thanks guys, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope none of us are among those who, as we go home. Okay, public comments, anybody on public comments? Well, let's go right to Mitt. You've got your special event, your running series, do you wanna tell us about that?
Yeah, wait, I kind of, was I supposed to support him during public comment, or can I do it now?
No, I'm gonna let him go.
So we're with the I went to Wasatch Trail Run Series, and we've been holding probably since about 8 or 9 years ago, Wednesday evening races based out of the Granite Park. And so we're hoping that we can do it again like we've done in the past, like every year. And the dates we've chosen are Wednesday evening, May 1st, and Wednesday evening, June 5th. The setup, the footprints are rather light in the sense that we start setting up probably, I set up the course typically the day of, like flags around and stuff, the Cambark path, that's what we've always done. And we also reserve the Granite Park Pavilion. We more or less show up at 3, registration opens up at 5, so the afternoon people start coming. And then we're out and totally cleaned up that evening by about 9 p.m. And, you know, all I can say is thank you. In the past, we'd like to do it again. And we supported the Dimbledale Preservation Community in several different ways. I think last year we raised and contributed $1,500. And I think we had about 20 people, 12 to 20 people that were at Earth Day. So,
yes.
Yeah. So we.
I worked with many of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we love Dimbledale. We're All about keeping Dimpledale the way it is and what the board is doing. And along those lines, that's kind of who we are, and we'd like to just continue what we've done in the past.
Okay, great.
And we appreciate their donation to the DEC in honor of having worked on the trails during Earth Day. It's a symbiotic relationship.
Good. And I know that Emil before and Spanky before him have said you guys always leave it very nice and clean and take care of it, and we've never had problems, so I.
And they pick up their flags so that people are not confused.
Okay, well, does anyone have a motion so Mitz can get out of here?
I'll motion that we approve.
Okay, great. Lori, thank you. Any seconds? Becky? You raise your hand, is that right?
I'll second.
All right. That was Becky that did that thing, didn't you, Becky? Were you approving that?
I think several of us seconded at once.
I saw your hand first, so let's go with you.
That's fine.
Okay, right on to Earth Day.
Did you say enough?
Just want to see how many other stupid people were.
And ambitious.
Yeah, I did. I guess you didn't see mine. I suggested that you do the miracles in next week, next month, if you could.
The site plan.
The master plan, yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah, which is a fun one. All right.
So if you guys would take one of these and pass them on to your neighbors, that would be great.
And Mitz, you are very welcome to stay, but you're also welcome to leave if you'd like.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about that, Ms. Lori?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I'm gonna refer to.
Okay.
Maybe perfectly honest.
And you can just stay right there, that Al will follow you.
I'm sorry, as a former educator, I'm used to standing at the front of the bus.
Okay.
Old habits die hard.
You're fine, whatever you want to do.
The other thing is that.
Boards might.
I brought my computer and had it initially intended to share my screen, and I knew that you were the place to do that. Okay, so what I have passed around to the group is the list of proposed events for 2024. And it has some chicken scratch of mine on it. The first event of the year is what we usually start out with, which is Earth Day. This will be the 8th annual. We're planning for Saturday, April 27th. There's some rationale about why we're hoping for a later date with warmer weather and drier. Also, Arbor Day is on the 26th. So the combination of Earth Day, the 22nd, and Arbor Day, the 26th, we thought would fit in nicely with one of the projects, which is to plant more trees at the Muir Poulsen Orchard. However, we also are not going to ignore the projects that we had started last year in the park. But apparently I didn't make it clear last year. At this stage of the season, we are just beginning to meet with the parks crew to identify possible projects. And so the list I bring with you tonight, constructed by Eric and Chris, includes graffiti cleanups as needed, invasive weed cleanup, mini